I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The Turning Point Center in Addison County is looking for a new home. The peer-to-peer recovery center's lease at its current location is not being renewed. The center had a new site in mind, but town officials have said it can't move there due to Middlebury's zoning laws. VPR's Melody Baudette has more.
So anywhere with the orange...
Bill Brim, executive director of the Turning Point Center of Addison County, points to a zoning map of Middlebury and the areas where the center could relocate.
These are the areas.
Many clients walk or take the bus, so he wants to stay downtown, but finding an affordable location to rent or buy has been challenging.
We're a big part of this community. If they understood, we have people that will sign in. We have an anonymous sign-in list. In a month's period, from about 700 to 1,000 people sign in, and I say another third don't. You know, that's visitors coming here to work on their recovery.
The center is a safe place for adults working on recovery from addiction. It offers meeting space for AA, NA, Al-Anon, and Making Recovery Easier groups, and activities like drum and art classes. While it provides one-on-one peer coaching, there are no licensed counselors. So when the center tried to buy a building on Route 7, Brim was surprised to find that the Development Review Board considered the center a social service agency.
I says, so you're designating what we are. And I said, that's not correct. I'm very upset with the way the town handled this. Now we don't know where we're going.
Middlebury's Director of Zoning, Jennifer Murray, said the Turning Point Center fits the town's definition of social service.
It's nothing that we decided arbitrarily. It's something that's been in place for some time.
Brim says while the center would someday consider strictly controlled transitional housing for people coming out of a treatment center, that wasn't part of the current plan. The center lost money and time pursuing the Route 7 property and has until August to find a space that works for the nonprofit's small budget. Brim says Addison County needs wraparound services to help people addicted to heroin, and that includes mental health providers, doctors who will prescribe treatments, and the Turning Point Center, where people struggling with addiction can help each other. The one clinic in the county that does provide medical treatment currently has 37 people on the waiting list, and some have been on it since September. Brim says those people, along with the people already in treatment, need peer support from the Turning Point Center to work on their recovery. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.